to politics, where Senate Democrats, well, they have a conundrum on their hands. Democratic turned independent Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, he actively campaigned for Republican John McCain and accused President-elect Obama of not putting the country first and voting to cut off funding for U.S. troops on the ground. Some Democrats want him punished, at the very least, by being relieved of his chairmanship of the Senate Homeland Security Committee. But Majority Leader Harry Reid says he's trying to keep Lieberman with the Democratic caucus. Joining us for more is John Dankosky, who is the news director of WNPR in Hartford, and he's been following Senator Lieberman's career for many years. Good morning and welcome, John.
Hi, thanks.
So Senator Lieberman certainly leveled some harsh criticism against Barack Obama and Democrats in general. Why does he think he should retain his status as chairman of Homeland Security?
Well, Joe Lieberman has been someone who's put himself in the middle of American politics for such a long time. He sees himself as a centrist. He has often said that his support for John McCain was really support for the man, John McCain, and really shouldn't be seen as anything that was negative about Barack Obama. Of course, some of his words didn't exactly back that up. Security, Homeland Security, has really been his number one issue since 9/11, and I think that's one of the main reasons he has said he wants to stay in the middle of things in Washington. He thinks he can be a sort of nonpartisan voice and someone who has a good track record in national security, who can be somebody who can serve both the Democrats and the Republicans.
Nonpartisan voice is probably something some Democratic senators would certainly take issue to. Let's listen to the heart of the issue here, which is some words of Senator Lieberman in 2006 and then some words in a speech he gave at the Republican National Convention.
The gifts that God has given to Barack Obama are as enormous as his future is unlimited. As his mentor, as his colleague, as his friend, I look forward to helping him reach to the stars.
In the Senate, during the 3.5 years that Senator Obama has been a member, he has not reached across party lines to accomplish anything significant, nor has he been willing to take on powerful interest groups in the Democratic Party to get something done.
Yeah, with mentors like that, who needs, you know, what are they saying?
I mean, but that's the heart of it, how to reconcile those two sides of Senator Lieberman.
Well, and of course, those two sides of Senator Lieberman are the sort of things that we've seen on display for just a number of years here. Look, I want to take you back to 2000, when he was first picked to be vice president by Al Gore. Look, at the time, I was there when he first introduced himself to the Connecticut press as the new vice presidential nominee. People were ecstatic about Joe. People in the Democratic Party were ecstatic about Joe because of the sort of thing that you just heard there. He's able to speak from a place of real depth and feeling about people in the Democratic Party who he loves, like he spoke about Barack Obama there. He rallied the troops. He raised millions of dollars in Connecticut alone for that race. And a lot of people at the time loved Joe. And it seems, honestly, it's just been a downhill glide ever since as far as his popularity, both amongst party insiders in the state and also amongst people of the state of Connecticut.
And how do they describe what you're saying is clearly disappointment?
Well, a most recent poll, this is from the University of Connecticut and the Hartford Courant, it has Joe Lieberman's approval ratings at somewhere around 41%. That's by far the lowest he's ever been at in his career. 58% of the people in this poll said he's guided by, quote, his own political ambitions. 34% say he acts in the interests of voters, which means most of the voters of Connecticut think that Joe Lieberman is out for Joe Lieberman. If you go through the course of time, back in 2000, he was running for vice president, but he decided to run also for his Senate seat. If he had won the vice presidency and his Senate seat could have been filled by a Republican nominee by our governor. Then later on, he spent quite a bit of time running for president himself back in 2004, unsuccessfully. He spent an awful lot of time, certainly recently, running for John McCain. But this all goes back, guys, I think, to 2006, where it really started to collapse for Joe Lieberman's popularity. He got taken on by an upstart candidate and lost in the Democratic primary and then decided to run as an independent. I think a lot of times Joe Lieberman since then has said, this has freed me up. Now I'm an independent. I'm an independent voice and I can sort of do whatever I want. And now I think it's all come home to roost.
Well, what you're describing is the Connecticut electorate seems to be fed up on some level with Joe Lieberman and with Chris Dodd as a rising star now in the majority in the Senate. I mean, the huge power that he's going to have. It's unclear as to where the electorate is going to necessarily, you know, take, you know, be insulted or be concerned about Joe Lieberman's fortunes at this point. There's a policy consideration, though, on the Homeland Security Committee. I wonder if you could sort this out. It seems to me that with Joe Lieberman so much in support of the Patriot Act and a lot of the Bush policies on Homeland Security, that the Barack Obama administration is going to definitely want someone different at the helm of that committee if they are going to shift gears at all.
Well, I think that that's one of the things that, that people in Connecticut who are viewing this through, I guess, a bit of anger at a man that they're calling Traitor Joe, they're really looking at. At the end of the day, if Joe Lieberman leaves this very powerful committee, it probably won't be just as a method of punishment, because I would guess that the new Obama administration doesn't want to get off to a start of bipartisanship by kicking people out just for insubordination. As you say, John, I think it very well may come down to the fact that the Barack Obama administration wants to part ways with anybody who had anything to do with the Iraq War or anything having to do with the Patriot Act or some of the policies of the Bush administration post 9/11.
And quickly, on the flip side of that, what bargaining position is Senator Lieberman in if he's not popular at home, he's not popular in his Democratic caucus in the Senate? Where does he get any negotiating power from?
Well, at the end of the day, it's the same place that he says he was beforehand, the same place that people like John McCain and Olympia Snowe are in the Senate. People who can reach across party lines, sort of a big middle for the Senate. And that's something that I think he'll continue to say that he can play a role in. And it just remains to be seen whether or not he'll be able to.
Thank you very much. John Dankosky, news director and host of Where We Live, WNPR in Hartford.
Is it a big middle or is it a big muddy at this point for Joe Lieberman? That's really the question.
I don't know. It's a fascinating political question. The dynamic is I can't recall a senator who's sort of outside and inside one of the party systems.
Chilly. Well, we are still on at the Takeaway. In his next 71 days until his inauguration, we are stacking books, movies, music, and other suggestions, not on Joe Lieberman's night table, on Barack Obama's night table.
Chris Krieger, calling from Stillwater, Oklahoma. I think Obama could do great to read Paul Harrison's The Greening of Africa. It's a great book on how to really do development aid programs at home and abroad.
877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about the financial bailout in China and in the United States and with the auto industry. And if you missed anything, where are we?
We are on iTunes. You can check out our podcast with everything you missed today. I'm Adora Udoji.
I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.